The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, Ms. Shalene and Mr. Brock. I wanted to say thank you so much for Build Your Tribe episode on 10 business tips. Brock was pretty funny in the middle, but I do appreciate the excellent reminders and advice, and they definitely will come in handy, and anyone could really use those tips. So they're very actionable. I know that I will listen again just to make sure I am pursuing those 10 tips, and I look forward to seeing you all at the next MIA event. I had a great time this February. Take care. God bless. Have a great day.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out. All right, Brock, take it away.
Welcome to another Quick Tip Tuesday. You are currently listening to Brock Johnson, not Shalene Johnson. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about consistency, specifically how to stay consistent on IG stories, Instagram stories. Maybe you love them, maybe you hate them, maybe you've never used them at all. Let's talk about, first of all, why they are so important. First of all, there are over a billion people now on Instagram and over half a billion people using Instagram stories every single day. Over half a billion people every single day. That is crazy. So just by sheer numbers, there is a reason and incentive for you to use Instagram stories. It's where the people are. Additionally, it's the most engaging part of Instagram. As I just said, there's a billion people on Instagram, half a billion are using Instagram stories, but Instagram stories are the most engaging part of the entire platform. They get more engagement than feed posts, whether it be pictures or videos. They get more engagement than IGTV posts or Instagram live videos. Instagram stories are the most engaging piece of the platform. Additionally, and this might be the reason that they are so engaging, is that they are so easy to produce and so easy to consume. Oftentimes, I'll find myself getting lost in stories and getting lost posting Instagram stories because it's so easy to do. But why else should you be consistently using Instagram stories? Well, most sales on Instagram occur in the direct messages. Most conversions, most new customers, most signups or link clicks are happening not in the link in your profile, not even in a swipe up link, but in direct conversations in the direct messages. And the easiest way to get someone into your DMs, the easiest way to connect with someone via direct message is through the Instagram stories first. You can think about it as like having a conversation with a group of people at a party. The best way to have a one-on-one conversation is to not just walk up to someone cold and start talking, but to have a side conversation that stems from an original group conversation that existed on your Instagram story. So the direct messages, that is where so many conversions and sales take place on Instagram. And so that is one reason why Instagram stories would be a great thing for you to be consistently using. Additionally, it's the best way, the best place to have your followers fall in love with you. Instagram stories are very personal. When your followers are watching your Instagram stories, they feel like they are your best friend. I won't get too much into the psychological background of this, but basically, as you're watching Instagram stories, each member of the audience feels like they're one-on-one with you. It feels much more like a FaceTime video and much less like a generic YouTube video. You feel quite literally like you are in that person's hand, like you're in the palm of their hand following them along through their day. So they're very personal. And for that reason, Instagram stories are the best place on Instagram and quite possibly the best place in all of social media to have your followers learn to fall in love with you, to have them learn to know, like, and trust you, to have them really build some empathy for you and trust in your credibility and your expertise, and just feel like they have a true relationship with you. And of course, that trust, that empathy, that love for you will turn into conversions and sales down the line. Another reason why it's important strategically to be consistent on Instagram stories is that each time you post on Instagram stories, your bubble, your little stories icon, moves back to the front of the queue. It moves back to first in line. And so for that reason, every single time you post, your entire story, your entire Instagram story, is more likely to get more views. Each time you post, you're moving back to the front and back to the front and back to the front, so you will accumulate more views over time. For this reason, I recommend posting throughout the day, not just a couple times in the evening, but I recommend posting 10 times per day throughout the day. I know this might seem daunting and I know it might seem overwhelming right now, but shooting for 10 times per day is the best way to ensure that you are getting the maximum benefits out of Instagram stories, that you're using it to its fullest potential. With that being said, I have 6 tips for you to stay consistent on Instagram stories to reach that benchmark of 10 stories per day. Tip number 1 is to set reminders in your phone, either via some sort of reminder app or the built-in reminder app if you're on iOS, or even using the Calendars app on Apple. There are so many different ways that you can remind yourself, even setting an alert on your watch or on some sort of timer you have at your house to post onto your stories every hour or two. When I was first starting posting on my stories, I had to do this myself. I would set a reminder in my phone that would go off about every hour and a half and would just say, IG story. And that way, whatever I was doing in that moment, I could take a picture of it or a video, post it on my stories. Maybe if I was doing something that wasn't worth sharing or I had already shared or just something private, I could reshare someone else's story or someone else's Instagram post to my own story. Maybe that would just spark an idea for me and I would remember, hey, I haven't posted in a while. Maybe I should post right now and talk about X, Y, and Z. But just posting that reminder began to train my mind to remember to post on Instagram stories, because oftentimes one of the reasons that we fall short in terms of consistency is just out of sight, out of mind. So simply by adding that reminder to your phone, it's a great way to keep Instagram stories at the forefront of your prefrontal cortex, if that's even the part of your brain that you use for Instagram stories. I don't know. Anyways, moving to tip number 2 to staying consistent on Instagram stories, use sticky notes. I mean, this is another one that's worked for me. Put sticky notes in my car, put sticky notes on my bathroom window, or put them in my kitchen. Just little things that will remind me, hey, maybe I should post on Instagram stories right now. In case I haven't in a while, it's time to post on Instagram stories. Use whatever it is that is available to you. Write it on a whiteboard. Write it on a mirror somewhere. Write it on your rear view mirror so that the next time you're about to back out of your driveway, you're like, oh yeah, I should post some Instagram stories right now. Just a simple way to remind yourself to post more on Instagram stories. That kind of brings me to my 3rd tip for Instagram stories and being consistent there, which is have a goal when you're just starting out to overshare. I know that 10 may seem like a lot, but just go for it. Start posting. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. She who starts and fails is always ahead of she who fails to start. So don't worry about, you know, how many is too many? What's the right amount? What should I share? What shouldn't I share? Is this share worthy? Do people even care what they're seeing? Don't worry about that. Just shoot for oversharing, shoot for the moon, shoot for posting 50 times a day on your story, and most of us will end up somewhere around 10 to 15. But if you set your eyes on 5 posts, then you'll post 3, and then you'll be 7 short of the goal. So of course, starting small is one way to begin if you have never posted on stories before. But if you have posted and you know what to do and you're just struggling with consistency, one reason for that could be that you just don't know what to share, or you struggle knowing if something is important or valuable. We'll talk about that in a minute a little bit more, but have a goal for yourself to overshare. Just try it one day. Have a goal to overshare. Post 30 times on your Instagram stories one day just to get used to what it feels like. Tip number four for staying consistent on IG stories is to focus on documentation over creation. This is another catchy phrase that I've used before, but by focusing on documenting your day, by just showing us what's going on, it's so much easier, so much less pressure and less stress involved than trying to constantly curate and create the perfect story. On Instagram stories, no one expects you to be perfect. And in fact, people expect you to be imperfect, to be flawed, to be real, authentic, and vulnerable when posting on your Instagram stories. So focus on documenting rather than creating. Documentation over creation. Tip number five for your Instagram stories and staying consistent there is to write down your stories. Sometimes we can't share stories in the moment. Sometimes we've already shared a bunch today, and maybe a story that happened would be better saved for tomorrow. Write down your stories. I personally have three journals that are just filled with stories that I can retell. Some of these stories will likely never be retold. Some of these stories I've forgotten. Some of these stories, though, will end up on my Instagram stories. Some of them might even be told on stage or in a sales video or in a promotional video. Some might be told on a first date, but just the practice of writing down your stories helps you with recalling them and remembering them when you need to tell them. It also helps you straight up with retelling your stories. By writing them down, it makes you rethink about what just happened and how you can chronologically order it in your own mind in order for you to speak it and tell it to other people. So write down your stories. You don't even need a hard copy journal. I also have a list of notes on my iPhone Notes app that is about 300 or 400 stories deep. Some of them are random, some of them are sporadic, just a few words here or there to help me jog my memory of what that story was. But I have created the practice, the habit of writing down good, funny, sad, emotional, exciting, happy stories when they occur. And that brings me to my sixth and final tip for staying consistent on your Instagram stories. And it's an analogy that I like to use when teaching storytelling. And this analogy, or this tip, I should say, stems from a very common question or response that I get to this teaching that you are listening to right now. And that is, all right, Brock, that's great. I can try my best to stay consistent, but what if I just don't have that many great stories to tell? What if my life is just kind of boring, uninteresting? What if I don't really do anything that exciting, not anything worth sharing? Why would anyone care to watch my daily stories? Why would anyone want to keep up with my life as if I was a Kardashian? Well, I think that's similar to the clock that's out on the wall in my living room. You see, in my living room, there is a typical clock on the wall ticking all day long, just tick, tock, tick, tock. All day long, this clock is ticking and it's making an audible noise. But usually when I'm in my living room, I don't hear it. I don't hear it because maybe I'm cooking or I'm eating or I'm watching a show, or even if I'm just sitting out there in silence doing homework or making a business plan, I don't hear the clock. I don't hear it unless I consciously am listening to it. I think our own lives, our own stories, our own greatness, and our own expertise is a lot like that clock on the wall. Because we live with our own stories, because we live our own life, because every single morning we wake up in the flesh that we went to sleep with the day before, nothing is really that exciting to us. It seems mundane to us because it is the everyday for us. We live our lives every day so that we don't know any different. Like that clock on the wall, my brain has learned to just kind of silence it. Think of it as not important, not worth noting. And I think our own lives often fall into the same category. Because we experience them every day, we think of them as unnoteworthy or unexciting or not worth sharing. But I think it's time for you to listen to that clock on the wall. I think there's a reason why you can hear the sound of my voice right now, why you are choosing to hear the sound of my voice. And I think it's time for you to choose to hear the ticking of your own clock, to hear your own greatness, and to recognize that all of those stories that are happening to you every single day deserve to be shared. They're happening for a reason. And that reason, I believe, is so that they can be retold, so that they can be used to help others, so that they can be shared with the world, so that other people can learn from whatever it is you're experiencing, so that other people can be entertained by whatever it is that's going on in your day, so that other people can simply build a relationship with you through your daily life. So I encourage you to be a storyteller. Hear the sound of that clock ticking on the wall and start consistently using Instagram stories. I promise you, it might be slow at first. It will probably require some patience, but your audience will begin to know, like, and trust you like never before. You'll start experiencing higher engagement rates on your Instagram feed, more people in your direct messages, and generally more conversions and sales from Instagram because of it. So I implore you, please stay consistent on Instagram stories. And as always, happy networking.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to share something with you before you go, and that is my free guide to understanding the newest features and algorithm updates on Instagram. Instagram is like, it's kind of the place to be. I don't know if you love Facebook. If you do, that's cool. But if you've already made that migration, or you know you need to, you need this guide. If you're on Instagram and suddenly things have turned to crickets, let myself and my team fill you in on how to use the newest features and how to take advantage of the latest algorithm updates. We produce a new guide every 3 months based on case studies, our research, and the intel of my amazing social media team here at Team Johnson. We want to share this report for you. I've created it because who's got time to figure all this stuff out? And some of it's like kind of complicated and you don't have time, and I want to save you time. Why not amplify your reach by making life a little easier and understanding how to do that? It's a game. We've figured out the answers and we'd like to share them with you. To get your hands on that free report, just go to shalene.com/IG hacks. Again, that's shalene.com/IG, as in Instagram, IG hacks, HACKS.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new Caramel Chocolate Cold Brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.